Village around Lake Community Hall, August 15th, 2016.
Good evening. I would like to call to order for the Village of Brown Lake Committee the whole meeting of August 15, 2016 at 7:58 p.m. Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Floyd. Trustee Fry.
Aye.
Trustee Newby.
Aye.
Trustee Rodriguez. Trustee Trippin.
Present. Is there any public comment? Again, thank you for being here. I would like to move... Oh, excuse me. Item 2.1, make it a motion for to approve the minutes of the committee of the whole meeting of August 1, 2016.
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Newby, seconded by Trustee Trippon. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. We're going to move from administration benefit renewal presentation up to the top here. Marcus? Thank you.
We have some very good news in regards to the renewal, the employee benefits. Blue Cross Blue Shield's renewal came in significantly lower than expected, about 1.5%, which is remarkable relative to the current environment. They also offered us the opportunity to extend the contract from 12 months to 15 months for an additional 1% of premium, moving our renewal date to January 1st, which is part of the recommendation that I'll make to the board. So we are significantly under budget when it comes to the health insurance. We did shop the market. We did look at all the other carriers that were in the marketplace. We had two carriers refuse to quote relative to their ability to be competitive. We had one competitive quote with United Healthcare, approximately 13% under the current rate. But with United Healthcare, there's a full underwriting process that's required. If we short-circuit the underwriting process for what's called gatekeeper underwriting, we get an automatic 15% increase, which would have us at the same price point as the Blue Cross Blue Shield renewal. And so the recommendation is to renew as is with Blue Cross to accept the extended contract for 1%. That puts us in about $95,000 below what we budgeted.
This one sounds like a winner. Shouldn't be too much discussion on this.
Two more small points. On the dental insurance, we had a renewal, which was also under what was budgeted. We got a, I believe it was a 4.5% renewal of 3120. It was a 4.9% renewal we budgeted, that we were recommending a budget of 7.5, which is what was done. So that's under budget as well. The vision of benefits are on a 4-year contract, and there's no need to review them at this time. So overall, our recommendation is to renew it as is and to extend the contract. One small point, the staff is suggesting that we raise the group life insurance benefit from $25,000 to the limit of $50,000. Employers are able to give $50,000 of group life insurance to their employees without any tax benefit. It's an extraordinarily small cost. In order to do that, it's not twice the cost from $25,000 to $50,000. It's less than twice the cost of the policy. And so that's also recommended and not proposed.
Thank you, Martha.
I would like to add, too, that if you recall, in union contracts, even changes in the split between the village and employees. This is the third and final year of those splits, so everybody would pay 85, sorry, the village pays 85% of the premium, and employees pay 15. So that's included in this. The premium went up about that much, but certain employees will see a higher increase because of that split changing. And I do want to thank Brandy. This is part of the transition that we've been trying to attempt to move on to certain areas. We have finance, HR, she did a wonderful job of handling most, if not all, the issues, the questions, everything for us tonight. So thank you. Brandy will also be spearheading the open enrollment meeting with the school, which promised to be a lot of fun.
So, Steve, I want to make mention, and if you would elaborate just a little bit on it. Over the last year, I had a conversation with you, not Brandy. there's been a couple of times where I've heard about employees having an issue with the dental program. And I know that you described it to me in the way that I understood it about maybe them not understanding it the way they should, comprehending it the way it can be, and maybe we can do a better job of that. Would you just talk about that briefly, please, or Mark,
it's
right or Randy?
What has happened weekly in the past? Well, one, no HR. We really haven't had a good human resources manager. We have that now. So part of the problem, in my opinion, and what we've heard, is the education of employees about our benefits, communicating to our employees about benefits. Brandy sent out a survey of 10 questions, and based on those questions, we have proven that there is some concern out there from employees on how we even administrate the benefit, how we tell them about it, and this year's open enrollment is going to be much different than in the past. And if we want to elaborate on that, what we really found out is that the federal plan, we have issues with that. People are paying out of network.
Yeah, so just to kind of add to what Steve was saying, we did do a quick survey of 10 questions. We sent it out to staff. We got about a 50% response rate. And overall, employees are either satisfied or dissatisfied with our current benefit package. A lot of employees don't feel like they have been communicated how the benefit package works. And that we're paying a lot out of pocket for the benefits that we offer. So a couple things that we're doing this open enrollment period is to share a fun video with employees, and the video is interactive. It kind of walks the employees through, you know, do you visit the doctor a lot? You know, kind of helps them pick the best benefit plan for them. I spent a lot of time with Marcus and his staff just learning about what our benefits are. So as employees have questions about the benefits, they can come to HR. That was one of the questions in my survey is, if you have questions about your benefits, who would you go to? Who's the first person you would go to? And over 60% of our employees, they go to HR. So I feel like, you know, moving forward this next year is going to be a huge improvement in just learning about benefits, being able to communicate that back to our staff, and you know, help them utilize the benefits to, you know, maximize their costs.
Just there, just under Brandy's direction, we revamped the entire open enrollment process. For the last few years that I've been here, the open enrollment meetings were not mandatory. It was hard for us to make them mandatory because of the nature of the work that some of the employees do. But this year, maybe bringing in vendors from each of the companies that offer benefits, we'll be able to give away, so we're going to make it a little bit more attractive for the employees to attend. And with the this online video decision-making tool, it's called Ask Now, we're going to be implementing that tool. And the bottom line is that dental insurance is a tough nut to crack. It's not the best benefit in the world. It only offers $1,500 maximum per year for benefit, and nobody really understands that. And when you're in network, you have coverage that makes sense. When you're out of network, you have coverage that is extraordinarily complicated. And so our challenge is to help the employees that are covered by the dental plan understand how to search for the dentist in the network. And we have some ideas around that that will be implemented in the supervision this year.
So in other words, you're going to take a fair life approach to open enrollment this time. That makes sense because it gives them an opportunity to talk one-on-one with people who are actually attorneys. That means that your people will be far more educated than they've ever been before about this.
Absolutely.
And they'll ask the right amount of questions.
In fact, I've created personalized benefit letters that I'll be emailing to each of the employees that shares with them, you know, the benefits that they're currently enrolled in, and links on, you know, if they have questions, where to go, how to ask questions. So those are our letters that we'll be rolling out to each of the employees. That, as Marcus said, our benefit fair will have vendors from each of the benefits available to answer questions. So.
That's good. Thank you very much for the extra work. Because I know it's a lot to do that. And, you know, is this an every year thing, or is it going to be every 4 years, or is it going to be every year during open enrollment?
Well, we're planning this year, and we're planning every year for the foreseeable future. Now that the benefit renewal date will be moved to January 1st, the month of December, there'll be open enrollment as of next year. And so I think we'll be able to attract more employees as we could slow down a little bit during the day. So we're looking forward to having an extended year, moving the open enrollment to the month of December, and we should be able to learn a lot this open enrollment that we can implement next year as well.
Very good. Thank you.
Any other questions? Marcus, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you.
Thank you, Brandy. Thank you.
That was an easy one to decide.
Yeah.
Actually, Chris, we've been for a while.
Absolutely.
Thank you, everyone. Back in order, under Committee of the Whole, Human Resources and Finance, please pension report to the Village Board.
Mr. Mayor and Board of Trustees, in front of you is the report that I presented and was to the Youth Pension Board that was approved on July 21st. It is required by state statutes that I bring into view as well, and it basically is 9 bullet points describing the status or condition of the pension portfolio, financial portfolio. One thing that I would just like to point out, the overall portfolio value went down $51,000. The market didn't do much last year. A lot of that was, I don't know if you recall, when I asked for a bunch of them for some contribution payouts and clinical service transfers. That equated to about $233,000. So the portfolio value would have gone up if it went to the payouts. Wasn't as bad as it could have been. I mean, the market didn't do much. Hopefully, the market will continue to do what the current eye would quote them. I did. So, I'm requesting that you accept the staff is requesting that you accept the report as questions.
Any questions? Everybody fine?
Yeah.
We'll accept it as presented. Thank you, Wade. Yasmin?
Also required by state statute that every 3 years we have to go out and get actuarial values for OPEB costs, which is other source of employment benefits other than pension. It's basically health care that we offer to retirees. It's basically just a footnote in our financials. It doesn't retirees are required to pay 100% of the premium. So, but there is an intrinsic cost that if they have a lot of claims, the overall cost of our premiums will go up. So, they have to meet this goal. Again, staff is requesting the authorization to accept the proposal from Lauerbach and Amen to do the actuarial service. They came in, they were the lowest out of the four that responded, and it was $750 under what we budgeted.
Any questions on this?
I'm happy with it. Yes. Move it forward.
Everybody fine? Move it forward. On to Public Works, Director Weedoff, snow plowing contract.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Voice trustee. The snow plowing contract is for the Bright Meadows neighborhood. If you recall, the contract was out last year as well. After Bill retired, this was his old plow route. The contracting worked okay last season. We tweaked a few of the things in the contract to try and to work the call-out schedule to be more cohesive with the rest of the department. We feel like we've accomplished that. So we sent these out for proposals. We received 4 proposals back from Acres Group, Capital Pavement Services, Tovar Snow Professionals, and Brightview. Acres Group had the lowest cost. based on an estimate of the last 8 years of snowfall here in the village. I just want to give you the caveat that the numbers on this are an estimate. Acres Group will get paid for what they plot. They submitted the price for a certain snow event, 0 to 2 inches, 2 to 4 inches. So the final cost of this contract will wholly be dependent on how much snow we get this winter. This is just an estimate. Acres Group was the lowest cost by a significant margin. They have done landscaping work for the village in the past, and they've done good work for us in the landscaping. I called several of their references who spoke very highly of their snow removal services. I talked to their route manager. I feel pretty comfortable with the equipment that they have, said that they have allocated to our village, so I feel pretty comfortable with recommending them for this winter season.
Adam, is there anything in there for actually hauling snow out if we have a major event or a year like we did a few years ago where we had to keep hauling it out after the event, or is that something that we would do?
We don't have anything in this contract other than if we were to get over 15 inches of snow, we have a per inch rate in here for this contract. What you're talking about sounds like it would be more like an emergency snow removal contract, which I will bring in the near future.
Okay.
But that would be separate from this. I think last year it was with a local underground contractor who had heavy equipment like end loaders,
yep,
and semi-trucks.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Anybody have a question on this? It's quite a difference between them. We'll move Acres Group forward.
Just one question. The snow falling in the downtown area last year was bigger than something.
Capital Payment Services does the metric meter lot,
right,
and total our snow professionals did the grading.
Right.
That was the name of
it. I just couldn't remember what we did. Thanks.
And I should point out that this wood was not budgeted for this year. We had a significant savings in salt, and we had an anticipated savings in salt. The budgeted price per ton was about $14,000 less than what we anticipated, and we had about another $12,000 or so that we had allocated to the school district to opt not to buy salt to us. So again, depending on what kind of winter we have, it should be okay.
Any further questions?
No.
Move it forward. Adam, sidewalk repair.
If you recall, I brought a sidewalk curb and gutter contract to the board several weeks ago. We went out to bid for our annual sidewalk program. Schroeder & Schroeder Concrete was the lowest bidder. Since that time, we've had some sidewalk that was damaged due to main breaks, and we had some sidewalk that was brought to our attention by members of the Round Lake Area School District. They would like to see an ADA crosswalk installed across one of the driveway entrances. I'm seeking permission to include that sidewalk work and the sidewalk work from the water main break into the contract that we already had in Schroeder. They have not come to town yet, so there is still time for me to add to their list and keep the contract in the prices that they have submitted.
This is the contract we reimbursed from the school district.
Yes. The way that the entrance is set up, one side is on public right-of-way, one side is on school district property. I talked to their facilities manager. They're willing to let us repair both sides at once to maintain some kind of uniformity and the timing of everything, and then we'll invoice them and they'll pay us back for the invoice.
Sounds good. Makes sense.
From 134,
roadway sidewalk to be paid by water storm work, this is the water.
Any further questions?
Nope.
Very good.
Moving forward.
Thank you, Adam. Onto administration, talk about the newsletter. May I, Steve? Thank you. Something I've been trying to initiate for a couple of years, and we've made a decision, I know the board is aware of it, last, I think it was first in June, that I reached out to one of our residents who I know as a journalist who writes newsletters for different municipal and government organizations, past director of Lake County Municipal League, a lot of experience, lived in the area for a long time, has a very good perspective, and a fine journalist. And we reached out to Chris Gentes, and she had a meeting with us in July?
Our meeting was, I believe, in July with her, and it was staff
office. Yeah. So that was a great meeting, and she really helped initiate that, hey, this isn't reinventing the wheel. It's not that difficult, but we invited her to the last staff meeting, which she will do each time there is the meeting before the second, the meeting before the first.
Second board meeting.
Thank you. Got confusing. And it got confusing because of a three-week period this last time. So anyway, Chris will come to staff, talk about pertinent things that's going on. She already has tons of formats to use, and will be showing us these formats, get information from the board, information from me, information from staff, and start a newsletter and let it evolve. I'm just so happy that it's going to start. One of the biggest things that I want to see everybody work on, and we did it here at Village Hall, talk to police and public works to get a flyer on the counter at each one of our buildings to try to increase the database for people to get the electronic newsletter. And any other means that we can get more information, and hopefully one person gets it, enjoys getting the newsletter, and tells their neighbor about it. But we haven't been, the Village of Round Lake has done a poor job of getting information to our residents, and this is the first step to changing that. I'm really, really excited about this. So hopefully our first letter will be sent out, Steve?
September. So I guess I'll go from here.
Now it's getting technical.
Contract with constant contacts. Our first newsletter, though, may go through our website versus them. I didn't want it to delay us any further, knowing the schedule that all of us were all busy. We felt like let's just get a newsletter out there and be only 100. But then once we get it out there, people start talking. Hopefully they'll start giving us their email addresses, and we'll be going through constant contact from then on. I prefer to start with constant contact, but we have to give them email addresses to hopefully a database I can download to them in the next week. Most people use constant contact. I checked out their website. I did a 360-day trial period. I met with Trustee Trapan and Diana Kelly, and she just was the best thing in the world. And there's a few other entities that use it too. And I think it's going to be a great, great tool to use in the Village. So with that, I'd like to ask you some questions.
Any questions?
She's very good.
She's a very talented writer.
Yes, she is. How often will the newsletter go out?
We're trying to come up with.
So we'll move this forward also. Thank you, everybody. Any suggested new topics, new business? If not, make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Newby, seconded by Trustee Trippon. All in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned at 8:21 p.m. Thank you, everybody.